Sault Ste. Marie City Council has granted Ontario Heritage Act designation to one of the last surviving remnants of Francis H. Clerjou's turn-of-the-century industrial empire. The yard locker at 99 Huron Street was built sometime between 1896 and 1902, close to other designated Clerjou properties including the machine shop and the head office of what later became the Abitibi Pulp and Paper Company. Property owner Tony Porco initially applied to City Council 2 years ago seeking the designation, but withdrew his application before the council meeting. On September 12, 2024, the owner contacted staff to advise that they would like to proceed with the designation, said Virginia McLeod, the city's manager of recreation and culture, in a report to Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and councillors. Here's why the property is considered significant. The yard locker is constructed of local red sandstone excavated from the adjacent power canal and lock. The use of local sandstone in the construction of buildings has been noted as a historically significant attribute in other historic buildings in Sault Ste. Marie. The yard locker is one of the few remaining buildings that formed a portion of the turn-of-the-century industrial empire developed by Francis H. Clerjou. Clerjou's business empire was responsible for most of Sault Ste. Marie's early industrial development. Francis Hector Clerjou is designated as a National Historic Person by the Historic Site and Monuments Board of Canada for his contribution to the industrial history of Sault Ste. Marie. Here are some other free-ranging news McNuggets from this week's City Council meeting. Council directed city staff to review all school safety zones in Sault Ste. Marie to create a plan to standardize them to improve safety and reduce driver confusion. A related driver education campaign will also be prepared. And Sun Contracting and Gravel Ent. Inc. is now the official grinder of the city's wood waste. It will plunge into its new pulverizing position on January 1, 2025 for 3 years, with an option to extend up the deal 2 additional years by mutual agreement. A portion of a city-owned lot at 330 Industrial Park, Cresc, will be sold to General SSM for $45,000. The restoration company operates from another property nearby. Depending on its proposed use of the land, it may require additional approvals.